This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is General Tom McInerney, U.S. Air Force retired. He's also a Fox News military analyst. But unlike most occasions, the general's not here to talk about a military strategy or a decision made by the president. He's here to talk about the case of a specific United States soldier, in this case, Army Captain Roger Hill. He's being disciplined as a result of alleged excessive force in interrogating an enemy agent in Afghanistan. That enemy agent had actually resulted in the deaths of several of Captain Hill's fellow soldiers. And General, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
This is a story that not many people have heard about. Essentially, the story is here that Afghan people that were working alongside this military unit turned out to be traitors. They exposed this unit, and about a third of the soldiers ended up either killed or wounded. Pick up the story from there if you can.
Well, Captain Hill was a company commander, and he had two killed in action and almost a dozen wounded in action. And he felt that his interpreters and others around them were the ones responsible for these ambushes and setting up the Taliban so they could attack his forces when they were the most vulnerable. He tried to have higher headquarters, which their procedures call for, to fly these people up and do the interrogation. Unfortunately, higher headquarters, as is often the case, didn't have time for this issue. And so Captain Hill and his men did the interrogation. It was not in accordance with the Army training manual. The fact is he was able to get the evidence that he needed, the information, and to stop more killings in his unit against his men. And for that, he was brought up for general court-martial. And they did an Article 26, which is goes in and is like a grand jury. And then they gave him an administrative Article 15, which is resulting in his dismissal. He has been read his rights and the action taken against him. So he's going to be kicked out of the Army. He's a West Point graduate. And the most disturbing thing about this is he's trying to protect his men. If I was his commander, I'd have given him a medal for what he was doing. Instead, we have a Judge Advocate General Corps that's run amok. And frankly, we've got some two-star commanders and three-star commanders over there that are not making the right decisions for their people when they're in combat. And they're using peacetime rules. And I think that the American people have got to know that we're going to give our troops the benefit of the doubt. He had to do something because the higher headquarters wouldn't take action.
General, in terms of not following the Army field manual, that might lead some to think that he roughed up these people, but that's not even the case, is it?
That's correct. He didn't even rough them up. They fired a pistol when they were blindfolded, and they did some other things, sat on them. One of the sergeants sat on them, but it was not anything that, frankly, is unreasonable. We've got to understand Captain Hill was trying to defend his men and protect them from having more of them being killed. And he wasn't getting the support from his higher headquarters. And I believe in the judicial process, combat commanders ought to understand that.
Why do you think they're not coming to his defense? Even if he didn't necessarily interrogate by the letter of the Army field manual, why do you think they're hanging him out to dry like this?
I think we've got too many lawyers in the combat zone. And we've got, frankly, commanders that are worried about getting promoted and having to go up in front of the Armed Services Committee and having something on their records. And so they're not taking care of their men. They're worried more about themselves. That's awfully harsh. It's very harsh, in my opinion, for me to say that. But that's what I frankly believe is happening.
Well, what does that do to morale, General, when these officers know their higher-ups may not necessarily back them up when doing things that keep their men safe and alive?
It doesn't do anything good for morale. What these people have got to see, and like the Haditha incident, is our listeners may realize, over 2 years ago, the Marines had some people that shot up in self-defense, and then they were all brought up for court-martial. None of them have been court-martialed, and I believe their commanders, the general court-martial authority, either two- or three-star general, they should have, in fact, dismissed all those charges. They didn't do it like in Captain Hill's case. I think our officers out in the field and senior enlisted people are very worried about how their leaders are taken care of. And that's, we do not want that to happen. This never happened in World War II, and we've got to get a grip on it. Those commanders can listen to what the lawyers say, but then they, based on their combat experience, can make the decisions. That's what I'm expecting out of them.
Last 30 seconds, General, how important is it to fix this chain of command issue as we try to reverse what's going on in Afghanistan?
I think the only thing that can be done is the Secretary of the Army, in this particular case with Captain Hill, he could change the decision to dismiss Captain Hill, let him have the Article 15, and still keep him in the Army. That sends a signal that people at higher-ups understand what's going on there and that the perfection that they're hunting for, there are contingencies and exigencies of the service that allow company commanders and commanders in the field that they have to adjust. So that's what I'd like to see, the Secretary of the Army not dismiss Captain Hill.
General, unfortunately, our time is up. Good of you, as always, sir, to be with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney. He's a Fox News military analyst. This is Dateline Washington.